You're okay. Recording. All right. Annette, say something. Bobby.
Right.
Okay, ready?
We're trying something different. We are going to try to record the panel and put it up on the site as a podcast. So this will either work and it will be really cool and you guys will be like, wow, that worked and that was really cool. Or it won't work and we will never speak of it again.
Yes,
it will suck.
We'll repeat the questions if we need to. We're fine.
We have a thingy here. I have no idea if we got an audio out.
We have a thingy?
We have the thingy that runs all our microphones.
Oh, I don't even know how to do that. Okay. That's what we needed Ken for, but Ken's been captured by the Ferengi.
What?
Hope they get a good price for him.
So am I supposed to introduce you?
Oh, yeah, sure, go for it.
Go for it.
I give you Need Coffee.
Hey! Okay. All right, do we want to just run down very quickly who the hell we are so that we can introduce ourselves?
Do we care?
No. Do they care who we are?
Well, no.
For the listening audience.
For the listening audience.
For the listening audience.
So they can identify our voices. Okay,
who
very
didn't
quickly.
Didn't bother to come.
You are.
Mm-hmm. I'm Rob Levy, otherwise known as Rob Notches. No,
all right.
Doc Ezra.
I'm Widget Walls.
Scott C.
HTQ4. It says 2. It's a cursive Q.
It's confusing. Jam Toffley.
It looks like HT24, which would mean that, you know, every hour something else would happen and you'd shoot someone in the
thigh. And I don't have to reload or go to the bathroom.
Yeah. So, okay, well, this is Make the Bad Men Stop. Basically what we do is we are all here as kind of a group therapy session to talk about Hollywood, what they have done, what they are going to do, and we just kind of commiserate. I can go ahead and tell you that nothing positive is going to come out of this because there's absolutely nothing we can do except continue to not go to the cinema and instead buy used DVDs. So,
what the hell are you
thank
doing?
Thank you. I just took a picture.
All of a sudden, I'm like,
you know what we keep forgetting?
The ship is here.
You know, that's what we needed, right?
Is that
shooting.
Your sub-ether?
Yeah. What?
His sub-ether thumb.
His sub-ether thumb?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, from.
Oh, right. Okay.
Oh, we can start there.
Yeah, sure. You want to start there?
Not really. No.
It's not worth
you know
talking
what we
about.
Forgot? We forgot. We can get everybody tissues.
Tissues?
For the people.
Oh. Well, that's what they have
to do.
Oh! We
awesome!
Have tissues.
Yes!
We have tissues.
We have tissue sign. There you go. That's awesome. All right. So basically, the way our panels work is it's pretty much standard anarchy. If you have questions about particular projects that are coming up, that may not be coming up, feel free to raise your hand and we'll go into it. Otherwise, we will probably just ramble about various projects until someone tells us to stop. And apparently we have to go an hour and 5 minutes. Okay, good, good.
Because they're wasting 5 minutes.
Yes, excellent. Service!
Piss boy!
With a smile!
And
Ken Plume is here! Hey! Ken Plume!
I'm here for developing his psychic abilities.
Yes, yes. Well,
we knew that.
We knew you were coming.
We've been practicing.
Anyway,
did you get it working?
I think so. We did some tests, and I think you can hear it. I'm sure you can tweak something because you're like audio guy. I can barely, like, you know.
You know, in big
we know. Oh, we know.
Yeah.
Someone has a question.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yes, go ahead.
Iron Man, anything about that?
Let's see. Who have they signed to do Iron Man now? I think they think they're going forward with it. It's, wait a minute. It's Jon Favreau. Jon Favreau has actually been signed to direct, and I don't believe there's any casting news for it yet.
No, none whatsoever.
Yeah. But, and I don't know. I've read some interviews with him where it's very obvious that they don't know what they're going to do with the story because they're talking about. I mean, they're looking at like the Warren Ellis Iron Man versus the.
It's all about Rhodey.
The drunk Iron Man versus the. You know, I don't know. So they haven't decided what yet. It'll probably be some strange amalgam of all of it.
Iron
you know?
Baby.
Leaving the exoskeleton.
Thank you.
Iron Baby.
Leaving the exoskeleton.
No, like leaving Las Vegas, leaving the exoskeleton.
Shut up, oh. Scott.
And then you'll have Elizabeth Shue pour alcohol all over her naked body. I'd go see that. So anyway, that's what we know about
Wait,
Iron
naked
Man.
What?
I think haven't they said
just
it was
just
back up? What?
No. Naked body? Yes, Elizabeth Shue.
Oh, okay.
And alcohol.
Oh, okay.
And
okay.
Naked.
But didn't they? Don't they have like a tentative release date of sometime 2008 or something for that?
2009.
Okay.
Iron Man.
2009.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
And if it has a date, it's being made.
Oh, of course, yes. Well, they did that with X-Men 3. I mean, I thought they were going to push
that. And you loved that, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. I enjoyed the hell out of X-Men 3.
Also known as, look whose contracts are expiring.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Bingo already? Bingo. Shit. What you got?
We got needcoffee.com groupie takes a picture.
There you go. Good job.
That is such a wild card.
I've been sucked into an iPod.
Yeah, that was a failed joke. I'll agree with you there.
Make up your own reason. We showed up early.
Good.
The X-Men 3 right there, that was a movie based on
we mocked a comic. We mocked a comic book movie. Yes, that's easy to do.
The accusation is, we believe you guys.
You guys can go an hour and 5 minutes,
100%.
Excellent.
Give
prize.
Give him two.
Prize, you win. First of all...
Tell them what they won, Johnny.
I'll tell you. First of all, it's a copy of Art School Confidential, the screenplay from Fantagraphic Books.
And then the movie.
And... since we're talking about bad men who need to stop, it's the cinema of George Lucas, ladies and gentlemen! Yes, there you go. If nothing else, it's worth a doorstop. And the pictures are pretty. Okay.
Just do that. Yeah. Do jazz hands again. That's beautiful.
It was somebody.
That was revival
back there.
Hands.
Yes. Question?
I'm sorry. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Is doing the prisoner.
He's got it. He's
for TV.
Fun.
Yeah, he's got it.
Yeah, he's got it.
Yes, he's doing it. And they're also doing a major Hollywood adaptation for film as well. And
yeah, that, which has been in development for forever.
By contrast.
But they're doing the TV version.
Yes.
The TV version is a lock cast, will be airing in the spring.
Who is it? BBC?
BBC.
Okay.
And then the Hollywood adaptation, I don't think anybody's...
2009.
Everything's 2009.
Any word on how faithful they're going to be, how much they're going to re-image it?
For BBC, right?
For BBC.
Because you're not asking for Hollywood.
A bigger ball.
Please, no.
Actually, I was in Wales a couple weeks ago, and in parts of Port Marin, they're actually painting it for the first time in years. And they're
because
building...
it's Wales.
Well, no, it's Port Marin. I mean, it's pretty much, they're actually putting a great deal of money into actually constructing new things there. So the... looks like at least some of it's going to be in Port Marin.
Cool.
And nothing gets done with The Prisoner without Patrick McGoohan kind of looking at it angrily. So, but at least... no.
And that's just the lazy eye.
Anywhere. Which is...
Someone might kiss someone.
Wait, what prisoner are you talking about?
Not Prisoner of Love, no.
That's not on the bingo card.
Yeah, that's... Yeah. That would be a Jess Franco film, I think.
That'd be for Channel 4.
Another failed joke if anyone needs another. Yes, right there.
What? Why is such a revolving chapter about the future?
You want the real answer or the nice answer?
Well, she's a pop star, and he only agreed to one season.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Plus that's there's nice already like 18 Doctor Who's. So
what's the real reason? Is that the...
And 20 and...
Well, Billy Piper, once Tenet started, wanted more money. She already agreed for a set amount of money.
Bigger lips.
And
she might need them.
Acting school costs more over there than it does here. So
how would she know?
Yeah, but
they don't have the same MTV we do.
She's not Charlotte Church, so she's not going to make any more money. So, but basically, awesome. She pretty much went into Russell Davis's office and said, "Hey, can I have more money?" And he said, "You're contracted to make this much money." She said, "Well, I want to make this much more money." And 3 weeks later, they got the script. Hey, you're leaving.
Doctor Who is not the show to try that. It's like Law and Order. They can get rid of you really easily.
And
she completely forgot that Russell was gay.
Not only did she write her out, they got rid of her sideshow. Because they were going to do a series called...
Adventures
Rose
in the
Tyler
Other Place.
Defenders or something.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And they just completely scuttled that whole thing as well.
Oh, that would have been the like the Earth Captain 2 Dex Torchwood. Now.
The Earth 2 Torchwood?
Like we need the Earth 1.
Yeah. Oh, thank
filming,
you for that.
Yeah, they're filming Torchwood now. There's parts of Wales that are like blocked off because they're filming. And they're trying to keep a very tight...
That and potholes.
Yeah. Yes, they have potholes.
Yeah, I'd just like to throw something out here real quick, is that the whole Law & Order comparison with Doctor Who, that would be awesome. I would like to see a video mashup done of Who & Order...
or Law and Who.
Law and Who, you know. So there's your homework assignment. We'll review it next year.
The great thing about this though is that Russell Davis may be too busy to actually write any more episodes
awesome.
Of Doctor Who, which could actually be really good.
Why? Why
won't
he be too busy,
Rafa?
Yep.
That should have been on the bingo card.
Someone loves us a softball.
To get to the
right
outside.
In your head.
No. Because he's producing, at this point, Torchwood, he's going to co-produce Doctor Who but keep more of a hands-off of it, because I think, realistically, he's more interested in Torchwood at this point. And then now there's the Sarah Jane Investigates series that they're going to start in about a year and a half. And then there's the Canine Show that, even though he says he has nothing to do with, he does actually have script approval on. So.
There's a canine show?
They're gonna do it. It's gonna be more kid themed. They're gonna do a series with canine.
So,
they
do that already.
But here's the real travesty.
Don't we have Crypto the Super Dog already?
It's gonna be CGI, but they told John Leeson that his voice wasn't good for TV.
What?
So
easy there.
We clip.
Easy.
What are you talking about, Willis?
I'm sorry. It just every once in a while, it just hits you. It's like, God, these people are stupid. Yeah.
That was the squeak button.
Yep. It was actually, yeah. Do we get that?
Yeah, the one I hit every time I think
we
square.
Square.
Yeah,
Scott explodes.
You're gonna have to edit that.
This side towards enemy.
There are no edits whatsoever.
Yeah, I know.
What were we talking about?
Yeah, so that was Doctor Who, right?
Doctor Who. Yep. Explosion.
We've covered it.
Yep.
Okay. Next.
Yeah, what do you got?
Going to the past, what did y'all think of V for Vendetta, the movie?
Damn you.
Let me put you this way. I actually read the first draft that the brothers Wachowski did, which was actually really, really good. As in, you would read it, and they left stuff out because, you know, it's like 2 hour long movie. You can't do the whole thing.
There was a whole musical number?
Yeah, no, there was. It was like Bollywood. It was great. But
all these dancing bees.
But no, it was.
Was this before the drag?
Let the man finish.
Yeah, let me finish. But no, it was very faithful to the book. And then I actually have not seen the film because I saw the script comparisons that came out after whoever it was. Either the brothers Wachowski went off their medication and then rewrote it, or it was one of those uncredited rewrites that usually ruins films. And at that point, when I saw the bit where V was sitting there and doing alliteration for like 10 minutes of V words, I was like, holy crap.
I was fine with it. It was the best use of Rosa since The Bachelor. I don't know what problem you would have with it.
Yeah.
And they say you're not a woman.
The fact that he took the time to fill the subway car with the roses for his funeral pile—that was perfect.
Brought a tear to his eye.
Yes,
and a lump
touched
to his
black and rotting heart.
And the fact that England is so bad on imports, they could not notice thousands of V masks coming into the country. What kind of totalitarian state is that?
Is Robo Duct? What?
They were buried in the contraband Levi's.
Yes. The only way to get around a totalitarian state is genius.
I love the little details that are coming out that scare the hell out of me that go, yes, I made the right decision
in
not seeing that film. Thank you. Any other questions? Yes, Lee.
Okay, so Snakes on a Plane. B-movies, what's next?
Back up.
Just what's next? Well,
B-movie and...
Hamsters on a Train.
Well, see, here's part of the problem. First of all, the film...
Spiders on an Alcoholic.
Bugs! Bugs!
That's called arachnophilia. No, that was the wrong one.
That actually was just happening. I wasn't acting that. What's
Did
in this?
Coffee?
These cookies are great.
Lee makes them herself.
Where's my syringe?
They don't call
the
extract
syringe
for nothing.
Okay. You can talk about what we were talking about with Snakes on a Plane, but basically...
I can't, no, what?
Of course you can. But basically, I did a whole podcast about this. I'm concerned because you had...
Oh, the fact that... Okay.
Yeah, you had this great marketing campaign that everybody was blogging about, and you had the whole blogosphere going, oh my God, Sam Jackson, Snakes on a Plane. They're reshooting things, based on internet feedback, which I think is pretty much unprecedented, especially when you got, like, you know, Sam Jackson. Somebody wrote something, and Sam Jackson said it on the big screen. I mean, how freaking cool is that? And then it turned around and almost didn't make number one at the box office. And then I think squeaked into $16 million the opening weekend and then dropped.
15 or 16, yeah.
Yeah, and then dropped like 60%. So my fear is that, I mean, because how many people here actually saw the film?
Woo!
Okay.
How many people paid to see it?
How many people got their refunds?
Yeah, it's too bad we already gave him a card.
Two.
Suckers in a theater.
No!
What kind of theater is he going to, Ken?
I don't know. The fact that you would actually jump to that makes me wonder about you, Scott.
I don't know. He's out of quarters, though. I do know
Paul,
that.
Paul, is that you?
Pee-wee?
But
and I'm from Florida.
What's happening in Hollywood now, based on what on the box office performance of Snakes, is that anytime somebody's going to have this idea of, hey, let's go to the internet, let's go to the blogosphere, and let's court the bloggers, then they're going to turn around and go, yeah, for what, $16 million?
No. It's now the new equivalent of Chinatown. Look at Snakes on a Plane.
Let me read.
No, I know. No, it's reached the vernacular, but that doesn't pay the bills.
Let me step in and say this.
Step in.
We have been saying forever, listen to us. We're the ones paying money to see your shit.
Those are closer to jazz hands.
Right?
Those are jazz hands.
No. God, no. Wait, don't ask me to do that.
We're going over the road.
Okay.
We've
been asking for years, listen to us. Listen to us.
Us need coffee? Or the audience?
You're going to have to specify.
Viewing audience, yes.
Yeah, viewing audience.
No one listens to us.
Okay. You've been screaming.
It's going to be audio. They can't see your hands.
You're right. Okay, I'll sit on them.
And now
that was
Scott's
choice. So finally, they did listen.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't go see it. So now, what's going to, you know, you know, I mean, that's...
There goes the Buffy movie.
Yeah, the studio take... Well, that's not really such a...
You guys didn't even support Firefly, Serenity? What the hell was that?
That was a bad showing as well.
I think that on that one, I think we...
Yeah, Brown Coat saved the Greenbacks.
Screwed up on that one.
Yeah. Well, part... And again, Ken, you were talking about the rating problem with Snakes on a Plane.
No, well, you're going to do that kind of mass appeal schlock. You don't give it an R rating. They went back and they cut off 90% of their audience that were going to go see that film on the spur of the moment.
Yeah, the kids blocking about it.
Right. That's true.
You didn't see Tarantula adding nude scenes to it. Just more Shatner.
don't combine those two again.
Agreed.
That's going to get remade.
They should have done is they should
have... Their perfect model was Tremors.
They should have shot... Yeah, Tremors... It didn't quite reach the Tremors level of B-movies because Tremors took itself very seriously as a good B-movie should, whereas Snakes on a Plane, the way they set themselves up, they kind of had to wink at the audience a lot, which kind of undermined it a little bit. But
when the shark ate him halfway through, it was
that was great.
Surprise.
That was good though. Anyway,
Have you been in an airplane? No.
Time out.
Was that a logic foul?
I think that was a logic foul. That's a red card on the play.
15 yards.
15 yards back. But no, I mean they should have shot it unrated, and then released a PG-13 version to theaters. Then took the PG-13 version to DVD, and then, of course, as they always do, 3 months later, the unrated version with three extra minutes of footage that we weren't too lazy to show to the MPAA.
Fighting penises.
Also, you don't think it's going to make any money on DVD?
Oh no, I think it'll do very well on DVD. But the problem is that
the perception is there now that the internet cannot open a film theatrically.
Yes,
that is what they're looking at.
The other mistake that they made was
not enough.
They just released it just to theaters. They went to the internet pre-release. Mm. They should have gone to the internet at release. Should have gone to the internet and DVD all of it immediately.
Well, they're not ready for that.
I think it would. I think it would have proven a point.
I think the thing is,
it was already on the internet on the release stage.
Where
were you?
Good point. It's officially going to happen sooner or later because some independent movie, like Blair Witch Project, for example, they had a certain internet presence,
But that was when the internet was still not understood, and the studios had no clue how to manipulate.
Look, considering it's made of tubes, it's not understood still.
No, but I will say that.
Thank you, Senator Stevens.
YouTube, hello.
To promote their film, and they do well. Then the big studios will look at it and say, okay, maybe we should try this again.
What was the point you were trying to make? I heard half of what you said.
We were talking about tubes and tying them.
It's all about tubes. With
Somebody
Scott.
Do that kind of question.
Yeah, please, get us off the snake tangent. Who had a question? And yes, you.
All right.
Watchmen.
That comes up every year.
I know, and hopefully it will continue to come up every year and it won't get made, honestly. Basically, there have been multiple drafts of it. I actually read one that was done by Sam Hamm, who wrote the original Batman, but I don't hold that against him, that was actually really faithful up until the last, five or six pages, and then I was literally, stomping around my apartment going, Jesus Christ! Because it was really actually quite good. It actually added things on top of what the comic book had. I mean, the example was... And I'm fairly certain this wasn't a comic. There was actually the Vietnam War Memorial was, instead of the big wall with all the names we're familiar with, it was a statue of Doc Manhattan carrying a fallen soldier and 42 names. Because Doc Manhattan was on our side, right? So I was like, and that was just this throwaway little bit, and I was like, oh, yeah. But what's his face from the X-Men? Isn't he still attached to that, or has that gone in a turnaround yet?
Singer?
The Singer?
No, not Singer. The
thank God.
What?
Jackman?
No, not Jackman. The guy who wrote X-Men and then turn around and help me with his name. You know, the guy who...
Steinman?
Chip Steinman? Who? Anyway...
Some guy.
I don't know. I was trying because you screwed up the whole thing.
Some
here,
guy.
Oh, okay. Basically the guy who got sole writing credit for X-Men, who was very, it was very testy for a while there. I can't think of
DeSanto?
His name. No, he was just producing.
Not the other guy.
Yeah, the other guy. That's what I'm talking about.
Yes.
You know the other guy.
I wonder if there's internet here.
We're moving along.
Next question.
Anyway, but basically he was supposed to make
kind
a directorial debut with Watchmen. But I think it went into turnaround. I haven't heard anything on it in a while, and let's frankly hope it stays there. Because the only way, honestly, you know what I would love to see for Watchmen, what would actually work, is you need somebody like an HBO to turn that into like a sprawling,
like what they did
totally
with
exploded. Yeah, kind of like that, but you
anybody
know, with Les Pacino, I guess.
Well, yeah.
Less. I don't know about less angst. Yes.
Have you read Watchmen?
Oh. Okay, so
quick second question.
First question's taken care of.
Actually, I've got a follow up on that.
Okay.
Since he's doing Ghost Rider, will he?
Yes, yes.
Yes.
Here's what Ghost Rider
celebrate.
Is good for. Nicolas Cage has finally gotten his comic book movie. Let's hope he gets
without
out of
becoming
system.
A Scientologist.
But yes.
However.
And Hail Zenu. Yes.
I think the telling sign here is that Nicolas Cage got his Hollywood film with, you know, being a superhero and then turned around and signed on to play Liberace. I think that is very telling.
Hold on.
That's a
you
comic book
Scott.
Adaptation in itself, though, isn't it? I mean, isn't it?
Yeah.
How long were you in Wales?
Not in Wales. In Wales.
Oh,
the real deal.
Basically, I mean, for everybody who's been following Nicolas Cage's saga, he has had himself attached to everything. I mean, like Wonder Woman. I think he was attached to play Wonder Woman for like a week. He's so freaking desperate.
Like a barnacle.
I know. It's like the Manitou,
you think,
right?
You know, you think it would be a good thing that he's a comic
Thank
geek,
you.
But...
Yeah, no, I mean, I understand.
Yes, but we need a comic book geek that's also an actor.
Ooh.
Have you seen the trailers for Ghost Rider?
Oh, yeah, it's really bad. It's really
this
bad.
This table's got more character.
Oh, again, it's like Iron Man. They just basically took every single version of the character, from what I can tell from the trailer, stuck it in a blender and hit puree, and then we're just like, we're done
but
with it.
But they got cool fire
effects. I have seen
Ghost Rider smoothie.
I have seen the trailers for The Wicker Man, and all I have to say is burn, baby, burn. Light them up!
So, bad remakes, yes. Liberace, and Ghost Rider.
There you go.
And they're actually
clear his career
yes,
over.
Sir.
Since you brought it up, Wonder Woman. Comic book adaptation.
Right.
So some fear there.
Yes, fear.
Final season of Buffy.
Hello.
Wait, I can go one better. Serenity.
Yeah, it was a low
Serenity.
Low.
Amen.
Well, basically, you know, I don't know. It's the last interviews that I read with Whedon about what he was doing, and there may have been some more recent ones, but they still, I don't think a word had been written, and I think they hadn't really decided what direction they were taking with it.
Amazonian vampires.
So I, at this point, I mean... The thing that scares me about Wonder Woman is, I can't even remember a time. I mean, we can all look at comic book, titles and say there were specific times when it was like really damn good, right? I can't even look at Wonder Woman and point to anybody who even knew what to do with the character in the comics. She's always been kind of like, well, let's try this. Let's make her kung fu. Let's give her a new plane. Let's put Paradise Island in the sky. Let's
make
her
the plane more visible.
Make her a god. So I don't know.
I think also the problem is the same problem they had with Superman is when you had like Christopher Reeve and Linda Carter be so perfect in those roles. Mm. How do you find somebody without
who can do the spin properly?
Who can do the spin properly? Yeah.
No.
I'm not worried about the spin so much as I am the catching bullets.
Oh yeah, the deflecting bullets.
Because that's got to look good. You
yeah.
know what I mean?
Well, hey, you know, considering Superman did it with his eye for $2 million, we're in
How
good hands.
How sexy is that though? Really? I mean.
We weren't going
exactly
sexy.
What we were thinking.
We weren't going for the sexy.
sexy is that?
Yeah, you know, I would think that an eye deflecting a bullet would be sexier than that, Brian. I don't know what the hell. Anyway, yes, Rox.
Freaking great, except Ben Affleck.
Yeah, but not for long.
Yeah,
yeah, for how long? That's the question.
And he dies.
I'm wondering if that's a sign. They didn't really say, you know, it's like so and so, and then.
I like that question. It was almost melodic.
Yeah.
On the list.
On the list. We're hoping. I don't know. It looks like it could be good. But
how long has
it been? Hollywoodland? Oh, yeah. I don't know.
How long has he been dead?
they sold the rights the next day. Wow. And I think McG was signed to it for a while.
Why not, right?
Yes. I'm making that up completely. Yes. All right, yes.
Why do we need the tissues?
In Dark Knight? Oh.
Only
okay.
If Tom lets her.
Jesus Christ, I thought we were talking about like Frank Miller's Dark Knight. I mean,
she'll have to be quiet.
No, she is not. I think contractually she's there for at least two more films. Because they just took an option on anybody, but right. I doubt she'll be there.
Yeah.
But the they've put a contract thing in that she has to sing Sorry with the Fringe on top. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, but she's too busy Yahtzee. Being the scientist.
We're turning off.
Whoa, what was that? I'm sorry.
Yahtzee. I'm bingo.
Oh.
Monopoly.
All right, what have you got?
Panel audience groans.
There you go.
Laughter ensues. Everyone talks at once. A male joke and jazz hands.
Oh.
There you go.
Jazz hands.
You want another bingo? Okay, hang on. All right. Art School Confidential from Fantagraphics. You get that because we have multiple copies of it.
Make him feel special.
We have Fantagraphics. Cryptozoo True from NPM because we are in the Cryptozoo room, basically. So there you go. Take a picture. Take a picture.
Okay, hold it. His eyes are drying out. It's just a book.
And the unauthorized X-Men.
We have to
otherwise known
show
as the
these
last chance. Thank you very much. Okay, wait, there's Bingo.
And the other guy, yeah.
Bingo.
All right. Also, you win.
Hey, Art School Confidential.
Art School Confidential.
God. Man, I wanted that.
And the man from Krypton, completely unauthorized. Again, otherwise known as Superman Returns. So, what were we talking about? You bingo people.
Thank you.
We were talking
Somebody
about
had a question about Sorry with the Fringe on top.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about
Katie
the new
Holmes
Oklahoma
and tissues,
remake with
I
Hugh
don't
Jackman.
Know.
Yeah. That's right.
That's jazz hands.
That yeah, would be jazz hands. No, we were talking about the new
Katie
Batman.
Katie Holmes and yeah. Dark Knight.
Yeah. So yeah, I think she's going to be she's awaiting the spaceship at this point. I don't think she'll
yeah,
be involved.
Yeah, I told
involved.
You she's too busy being the Scientologist Madonna.
We got it for the first time.
It's really terrifying.
Wow.
Yes, right here.
Right.
But only one has Bowie. That's all.
Well, there's... I don't know. What can we say about that? There's always different versions of... I mean, there was probably, like, with Armageddon and Deep Impact, right? I mean, there's probably 15 or... I'm sorry?
Volcano and Dante's Peak.
Volcano and Dante's Peak.
Bugs Life and Ants.
There's, like, probably 15... Yeah, exactly. It's probably 15 or 16 various scripts rolling around with the basic same idea, right? The basic same tagline. Volcano erupts at so-and-so place. Ooh. But
only one head Pierce Brosnan.
Yeah, that's true.
Thank God.
I'm not using IMDb.
Or Tom Hanks.
All up there.
Yeah, it's all up there. Something has to be up there. But
actually, I got my card.
But no, I mean, there are certain things, like I think one of the Volcano movies actually started moving because the other one did. But for the most part,
Volcano
I think
Volcano did. Dante's
Volcano?
Peak was already in development.
Okay, yeah. So for the most part, I think a lot of the time it's just coincidence.
Did the same thing happen with Deep Impact and Armageddon and all those?
Those were parallel tracks, but yeah. the Volcano
yeah.
and Dante's Peak were actually reactionary.
Okay.
Yeah. Deep Impact was probably delayed by the fact that they had to gut the script. I'm not bitter. But no, I think most part it's coincidence. It's only, especially these days, I don't think you would see, like you said, those are smaller movies. You're not going to see like a tentpole movie coming up. Because they cost too damn much money, and they're actually finally coming around to the
yeah,
idea.
Yeah, no one's going, you took our little magician movie.
You bastards! I could just see that in Variety. Ooh, dueling magician movies. So, anyway. And then the third one would be the true story of the tiger that took down Siegfried and Roy. Yes.
Any recent news on Good Omens?
You're talking to the man.
According to Terry?
Yes, according to Terry.
According to Terry, it is completely stalled right now.
Terry Gilliam, mind you.
Because Johnny Depp likes being a pirate.
Amazingly.
Yes.
And likes making pirate money.
Yes.
And obviously likes his daddy, Tim Burton, more than likes his daddy, Terry Gilliam.
Mm. So...
Yeah, because they're doing.
So they're doing. They're doing Sweeney Todd.
Right.
So Gilliam's just a little bit pissed, but not much, because he'll recast it with a midget.
Anyone else?
So no, it's not moving forward right now. He's looking at actually the Philip K. Dick biopic.
Oh,
ooh.
Yeah.
Yikes. Well, you know, hallucinogenics, drug problems.
Hallucinogenics, yeah. Terry
Scanner
Gilliam.
Cheaply.
Who knew?
Match made in heaven.
That's on alcohol.
Yes.
Going back to Batman Begins, the truth that it cast Heath Ledger as the Joker.
Yes.
Yes, signed. That's true.
That's
true.
Official.
I heard rumors earlier that they were considering Hugo Weaving, who I think would have been so much better.
Oh, I would have. No.
But he's B.
The person that I wanted was Paul Bettany.
But it was Mr. Smith.
Ooh. And the reason why is if you've seen like the cut scene from Gangster Number One with the car battery, holy shit. If everyone's sitting here going, what? Yeah. Let me just put it to you this way. He's questioning a guy and using a car battery, and then when he gets done with the car battery, he defenestrates the guy. Which is not nasty, it's actually just throwing him out a window. I just felt like showing off my vocabulary. But he does it in such a totally psychotic way that you're just like, holy crap, I remember when you were like walking naked down a road in Night's Tale and no one knew who you were. And everyone was like, whose ass is that? But so anyway.
Why Heath Ledger?
Well,
he needed the work.
Pretty
boy?
Nick Cage was taken.
Pretty boy?
Honestly, I look at it this way. I don't have a problem with Heath Ledger myself as an actor. I've liked him in stuff, personally.
You liked him in Brothers Grimm.
Yeah, I thought Brothers Grimm was fine. Really? So but I'm willing to give the guy the benefit of the doubt. Because I remember back when the one saving grace of Joker the movie, otherwise known as Batman, Joker the movie, guest starring Batman, was, you know, they cast Michael Keaton. And everyone was like, Michael Keaton, what the hell, Michael Keaton? And I was like, no, and I remembered because you had Beetlejuice, where he was like crazy, but just, he was funny, just a little bit dangerous. And I was like, that little bit of danger, I think, will serve him well. And I thought he was a great Batman.
Yes. Yes.
I thought,
I've always agreed.
The other thing too about Heath Ledger is more so than a lot of actors, he really goes overboard. When he immerses himself in a role, it is almost completely
fanatical. Scott, he did.
See, I think that's a problem.
So insert professional joke here.
The actor.
He had to use the word insert.
Yeah.
So we can look forward to Joe Pack Mountain then.
Joke Mountain? Oh my god.
Hold on, let me check YouTube.
Oh my god, wait, check
story
YouTube.
Not even Grant Morrison could tell.
Wait, are they actually putting nipples back on the bat suit then?
No.
No, but never mind. Not gonna
not
go
funny.
There.
Not funny.
That could. Oh, that could.
No, don't.
Stop. Just stop. Because
no,
I did that too.
You've started
I did that
Scott.
Just not too. And,
stop, Scott.
No.
Where's the button? Stop, Scott.
I've been trying for 4 fucking years to stop Scott.
I know.
And you let him keep showing
I'm
up.
I'm sorry. Let me poison him, Widge. No, you can't poison him, Ken. All right. Who had a question?
Drink
I thought
your
I saw
Coke.
Yes?
Next
Spider-Man
movie. Is it going to be good? Didn't they already?
When have they been?
Yeah, I'm still waiting for the first one.
That was the second movie.
Yes, and Lando is Two-Face.
Yeah,
I don't know. I've tried to block the first movie out of my mind, to be perfectly honest.
Stan Lee might be playing for Grand Island.
Oh, which Sandman are they?
Which Sandman?
One made out of
probably
sand.
Dream of the Endless.
Yes, the <Yeah. one>.
Actually, I would go see that movie in a heartbeat. All right, stop right there, Sandman. And all of a sudden, it's like... Holy shit, are you Mysterio? No, I am not.
And I am so over this.
Oh, thank you. All right, yes.
Speaking of Stan Lee and stretching the definition of this panel a bit...
No.
Have any of you
no.
seen Who Wants to
stop.
Be a Superhero?
Stop.
No.
Stop.
No, yes. No, that takes... That takes place in an alternate universe in which I do not go.
Wait,
why?
Three.
What have you got to show
Earth
us?
Earth 3.
What
superhero are you?
Oh, no. Don't. No,
no,
no.
No, no. I'm not going there.
I wasn't asking
the right question. No, stop me. Stop Ken.
I can't stop any of you.
That's right.
It's like the record store in High Fidelity.
You are the sidekick of evil.
That's right.
What? Yes. That's because you took your meds.
So how much is Widge paying you?
Then there are microphones in front of you. Use them.
Yes. Yes, Lee.
Can I ask a TV question?
No.
Yes. I guess.
Okay, Stargate, are they going to be able to shop it to a third network this time?
Well,
what,
Tuffley, Food Network? What's your theory?
It is way more than
that. What the hell's left?
Cooking with shanks.
All right.
Are you okay, Lee?
Tuffley, go. Go, Tuffley.
If you look at the releases the press releases from MGM and Sci-Fi, it's worded very carefully. And it just seems like, and they also had an idea last season to call the show something else. They were going to call it Stargate Command.
Remember, this is the only way to get a certain departed cast member who has a financial stake in the show.
Richard Dean Anderson.
Named Richard Dean Anderson.
Those are his initials.
His claws off the show. Because he's had a financial stake regardless of how little screen time he has since the start, because that's how they sold the show, was his Richard Dean Anderson vehicle, and he got producer credit and a share of it.
So anyway, my thought was that they've gone to all this trouble to cancel it. I'm thinking it could be a play for ratings. Maybe they might announce the, quote, new show.
Starring Corin Nemec.
Yes.
We broke
that
Lee.
That is the best stroke I've ever seen in this room.
Yes, right there.
This is kind of an old question because
then we probably answered it before.
We're old people. It's okay.
Why did you make the show? I should probably already know that, but what was
the filming location mainly, wasn't it?
He really liked doing credit card commercials.
No, he. I know this one. Haha.
Go, Doc.
High profile than a
money's good.
National hit.
It was a travel thing, at least at first. It was the running back and forth to Vancouver.
And he had a kid.
So he wanted to be closer to LA.
And then he realized that he didn't have to run and keep money coming in from it.
He was all out of gum.
Isn't that a show?
There wasn't a lot of matches on the flight.
Or liquids or anything else. MacGyver on a plane with nothing. MacGyver, help us. They even took my shoes. I can't do shit.
Do you have snakes?
I've got a spork.
No, you don't.
Wait, it's plastic.
Sporks on a plane?
Sporks on a plane.
There you go.
I'm terrified already, but for different reasons.
Yes, hands.
Hands, anyone? Yes, right there.
Two there.
All right. So, comics to movies, bad. What about Philip K. Dick novel?
Yeah.
To basically comic book on the screen, Scanner Darkly. What do you guys think of that?
Also known as The Sleeping Life.
Yeah. He's more animated for once.
It doesn't help.
Hand that man a prize.
I think we should give him a card.
I think we're giving him a card because I'm all for that.
They'll all get cards.
Oh my god!
My own private acting class.
The thing I found most disturbing about that is they asked Downey to play a junkie and he couldn't pull it off.
That's good for him. That's recovery.
Oh, that's awesome! Thank you. All right. So you had something, yes. Yes, you.
Okay. Neil Gaiman's Stardust movie. Are you looking forward to that at all?
No. Is it even in development hell? No, it's filming. Oh, yeah,
there's
shooting.
Rapture's on his blog.
Oh, it's Rapture? Okay.
Don't you read his
blog?
That's...
I don't know. I mean, I'm terrified.
I'm looking forward to it.
He seems to be happy with it. Which speaks volumes, because if he's not happy with it, I mean, he's not exactly not vocal. I mean, you know, ask him about the Sandman movie sometime
and after
you have to put a spoon in his mouth to keep him from swallowing his own tongue, he'll tell you all kinds of horror stories.
But that's in his writer.
Yeah. But
the spoon?
What's your addendum?
He has also said, I don't know if you're a fan of his Black Orchid work, but he said that if Stardust does well, he might do Black Orchid.
Is the
Rob Sandman over? Are we casting?
No, no. It's still in development hell. I mean, I'm sure it'll get trotted out again. I mean, especially if...
If Stardust makes money,
and if Coraline makes money. Okay?
Well, Wolves on the Walls is breaking it in.
And Nick Cage still walks
on. Yeah, that's true.
This.
And Wolves on the Walls is doing well on stage. That's right. We need Sandman the musical. That's what we need.
Get Jim Steinman to reuse his Batman songs.
Yes, please. If you have not... Talking about bad things, comic book to movies bad, please go to Need Coffee and search on the Batman tag. We've posted like three or four songs from the aborted Batman musical, the stage musical. Holy crap, okay?
Written by Jim Steinman, the muse for Meatloaf.
Yeah, the song.
Meatloaf has it.
Yes.
Meatloaf has a muse?
Holy God.
And he sings them himself.
Bingo, whoa, bingo, yes.
I didn't want to...
No, please interrupt. We interrupt each other all the time.
Anyway, so.
I think it's Batman the Musical, isn't it?
That works? All right. Yes, we did pimp our product. How many minutes into the panel we remembered? Oh, yeah, we have a website. Yeah.
What's the website?
What?
37 minutes into the panel when you pimp.
Thank you.
I thought we were done.
Damn. Okay,
we gotta keep talking?
Our school conference.
Where'd you get that?
Because we figured it fit the room, the Serial Killers Club. Who had the fifth card? All right, we're going to give you the booby prize.
Uh-oh. It's the bat suit with nipples.
The bad news is, it's a couple of Star Trek books.
Oh.
The good news is, it's other people not normally associated with Star Trek writing it.
No! Is that possible?
No Shatner.
Wait a minute. Who says Shatner's
writing
those books?
Yeah. I don't think Shatner can write. Shatner.
Okay, I'm sorry. What the hell are we talking about? Oh, yes. We're talking about...
Pimping Our Ride.
Our Sandman, the musical. Yes. Andrew Lloyd Webber's Sandman.
It's
true.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Would you like
Sandman,
to be up here?
Sandman will get trotted out eventually. As far as... since I mentioned Coraline, I'm actually thinking Coraline might be pretty cool. You've got... Henry Selick doing it, and it's like, I think they went from, what is it, they're using the stop motion puppets for the other side, and then they're doing regular animation or CG animation for the real world, and it's got everyone's friend from Deadwood as the Russian, which makes me happy because I think he should be cast in everything.
Jeffrey Jones.
No, not Jeffrey Jones. Oh God, help me. Ian McShane. Yes, Ian McShane is doing the voice of the Russian, and I think he should be cast in everything, personally, so I'm very happy with that.
I've got something.
Go, Scott.
How many people remember Adventures of Babysitting with Elizabeth Shue, speaking of...
Oh, God!
They're making a remake of
They're
that.
Remaking it.
With Raven Simone.
So the answer to the question is, are we safe? Just period? The answer is no.
No, you're never safe.
Yes. Is being made by Disney, so you can
direct to the Disney Channel.
Because Disney is evil.
Wait, isn't that Adventures in Babysitting the musical now at this point?
Oh, jeez.
It might be.
Stop the man.
Starring the cast of High School Musical. Yes, the lady there in the back. She's very upset. I'm sorry.
James Marsden.
According to Hollywood,
what was that?
So much for being nice.
Rob, James Marsden is too old.
Oh God.
Allegedly.
Vitriol.
Allegedly to the table.
Yes.
We didn't even bring Cave and Spacey into it, did we?
Oh, God, stop, please. We're going to have to edit the podcast enough as it is. According to Hollywood...
His name is Scott, and he said that?
According to Hollywood, they're doing Superman Returns again or something, whatever Superman 6 would be. Now, personally, I think that it's... Because they're talking about doing Hulk 2 now.
No, it's going to be The Incredible Hulk. Oh. So it's a complete reboot.
Oh.
That's what was wrong with the first one.
Yeah, it was missing...
It was the, just sort of okay.
It was missing the adjective.
It was incredible.
Who edited that?
It wasn't quite so incredible.
No, yeah, that's right.
Mediocre Hulk. Are they doing... we heard anything about Black Panther or the Power Man movie?
Not the no, because I think Singleton was attached to
Black Panther,
and that was going to be Wesley Snipes.
His studio.
Yeah, his studio. But yeah, so I don't know. I don't think anything's happening with him.
It is now going to be Vin Diesel.
Oh my God!
And it's called almost.
At least the video game would be cool. Thank you. Any other questions? Yes, Bill.
Shit.
Let me put it to you this way.
Have you seen the 4400?
Oh. No. Let me put it to you this way.
Think worse.
It's like Misfits of Science 2.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, Electric Boogaloo. There you go. Or even worse than that.
Yeah, I think.
Even worse than that, I'll go really obscure. It would be Misfits of Science 2, Electric Undertow. More people laugh than I thought. Excellent.
The quickening.
It's a strike force moratorium.
The quickening. Oh my God.
Yes, there you go. Well, yes.
And for that, they can global frequency.
Yeah, and global frequency never got off the ground.
Did you, I don't know if anybody's heard about this. Has anybody heard about the really evil YouTube musical yet?
YouTube musical?
Yeah, Ed and Adam Clayton have this brilliant idea to transform the Joshua Tree into a rock opera musical. And they're working right now with Tim Rice.
They're using both chords.
Transform all the songs.
Tim Rice. This is like Bono doesn't know what day it is.
He's busy. He's in Africa. How the hell
Wait,
are you
we haven't conclusively proven Bono ever knew what day it was.
Yeah.
I don't know. Tim Rice, that's.
I mean, according to him, every day is a beautiful day. I was afraid the moment you said U2. The whole point of the show apparently is going to be naming a street.
Something along those lines. Sitting around just thinking about names for streets.
Songs by Phil Collins.
It's crawling under my skin.
Unless there's a lion in it, I don't want to.
Yes, please help
and
us.
A stone table.
Get out. Yes. Get out. Okay, and abort.
Please change the subject.
Yes, please.
I'm sorry, hang on one second. What? Yes.
Speaking of Transform, how about Transformers the movie? Any thoughts about that?
Well, let me put it to you this way. It looked to me like Optimus Prime went and got a paint job at the same place that Helper did in the pilot episode of Venture Brothers. And I bet he plays La Cucaracha on his horn, too.
Pimp my movie.
Yeah, did you need to hear anything beyond Michael Bay?
Yeah, I...
Well, I also heard Steven Spielberg, so...
Well, it's like that much better.
Yeah.
Nah.
Michael Bay is the poor man, Steven Spielberg.
Very poor.
Very poor.
With more explosions.
But, yeah.
It's like Spielberg without the Holocaust.
Spielberg without the Jewy thing.
Can that be considered a violation of the Godwin rule?
What's that?
Can that be considered a violation of the Godwin rule?
The what rule?
Godwin rule.
What the hell is it? What?
Godwin.
Don't bother. It's really not worth pursuing. No.
Okay. Thank you. So anyway, I'm sorry.
The answer to that question is yes, because as soon as somebody,
oh,
the moment
Vision
somebody
Jack?
Thought of it, somebody else went, ooh, wasn't there another one? And you know,
I love her all of a sudden having two panels in here.
I know.
Well, the room is split in two.
It's like schizophrenic. It's like the bipolar.
You're our panel.
Yeah.
Please, someone give the panel its meds. Anyway.
That was a brilliant show.
What the best, Heat Vision and Jack. Okay, was a pilot that was shot with Jack Black as an astronaut with superpowers and his friend that got turned into a talking motorcycle, which was voiced by one of those Wilson kids. Anyway, Owen Wilson. And it starred Ron Silver as an evil government agent playing himself, that turned out he was actually an evil government agent and he was chasing them. And it was just, Ben Stiller was behind it, and it was really just...
The network wasn't
too sick to be believed. It was actually too clever to actually hit television, is what it is.
Well, listen, that action and
what?
Profit.
Yeah. What about profit?
When has that ever made a difference?
Profit on what?
No, the show Profit.
Adrian Pasdar. Yeah. What about it?
Too good.
Oh yes. Oh yes. Exactly.
But you can now get it on DVD.
Yes, you can. The entire series.
Yeah, I can see his naked breakfast.
This panel's just for you, Lee.
That's right. That's the second naked butt reference that we've had, so we've hit our quota.
I think that'll be the next square on the panel.
Naked butt reference. Bingo.
Make sure you put the word reference.
We don't.
Wait, isn't that?
You haven't been on a panel with Scott.
Scott. And on that note,
no, do not pull out a single and put it in his belt.
There is no belt.
She went straight to the five.
Lincoln, okay, party two.
All right.
Save it for the room
please,
clearing.
Steer us from naked butts. Yes, thank you.
You mentioned Disney before. What do you think about their decision to decrease the number of movies?
Good.
Oh, cutting off Touchstone, basically.
Good.
And Hollywood Pictures.
Wow. Yeah. I think it's a good idea. Because they're making, I mean, it's just...
More pirates.
Yeah.
You think if they make fewer movies, they'll somehow be better?
No, that just means Jerry Bruckheimer is only responsible for three of them. No, but it means that there'll be less bad ones out there.
It's distant. It's
well, what...
They can finally make the Splash Mountain movie. It's like Silent Hill South without the racism.
A Ron Howard show.
Jeez. I'm sorry.
A Ron Howard joint.
Yeah, a Ron Howard joint. That's the secret of the Splash.
Damn,
please.
I miss drinking. That's all I'm going to say.
There was another one back there somewhere.
Thank yes. you.
No.
I thought Over the Hedge was fun.
No.
Over the Hedge was fun.
Yeah.
I think it depends on who's behind it and who's writing it.
My eyes didn't bleed when my kids watched it, so I'm okay with it.
Well, part of the problem the is...
A nice soundtrack.
Like when they took them to The Hills Have Eyes, that was horrible.
I missed the CG animated really Hills Have Eyes. I don't know.
The kids loved it.
Yeah, Saturday morning cartoon, The Hills Have Eyes! Jupiter and his amazing friends!
The musical.
On a double
actually,
bill with
no,
Bambi.
I would watch that. Lee's
trying to get us off
that. What? Lee, what?
Fantastic 42.
God, no. Shut up.
The Fantastic 42.
What? The Fantastic 4400.
Oh, God.
That's that was the Douglas Adams biopic, The Fantastic 42.
Get Rob's.
So you know how to comfort Rob?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Hang on.
I have to tell my 7-year-old story. So I take him to the theater, and oh my God, the only thing good was the popcorn because it had real butter on it. And we're awful. And he's six at that point. And he walks out of the theater, and he goes, "Flavor!" And I was like, "Honey, it's flame on." And he goes, "No, it was flavor, really."
And he was right.
And he still says that to this day every time he watches.
Well, part of the problem with that is that they completely I'm just like, what the hell? Basically, when they came out and said that it was a dysfunctional family comedy was their angle that they were going at from the first film, you pretty much knew that the franchise was lost. So I mean,
when Corman can make a better Fantastic Four,
yeah, a better looking thing. Thank you. I've got a great idea. I'm going to be method and get into a suit. You dumbass, put on a motion capture suit and like do the voice and be done with it. It's like then he's doing interviews where it was really hard to get in that suit. No shit, what a great idea. Anyway, I'm sorry.
I mean, didn't Peter Jackson Lee show us that you don't have to have a suit? You can just have little ping pong balls on and
I'm
the acting.
See, I'm still trying to figure out who's
or an editor.
See, I'm still trying to figure out why they took Jessica Alba and decided to make her the invisible character.
Because she's Hispanic.
Oh. That'll do it. Every time.
We're getting worse in our old age. Yes, sir.
What's Paul Dini up to?
He's at Dragon Con right now.
Yeah, I didn't hang it out.
And he'll be here on Saturday.
I saw a head way in the back like a year ago. Did somebody have...
should we actually answer the question?
Yeah, sure, answer the question.
What Paul Dini is up to right now...
Is he involved in the new...
He's writing Detective Monthly right now.
That's right.
Doing a new Jingle Bell special. I don't think he's doing any scripts right... I mean, he's supposedly still doing the rewrite on that... Is it... Was it the Ghost Town or whatever that thing Harry Knowles supposedly is producing?
Oh, God. Isn't he doing the...
He got paid for it, so he can care less.
Isn't he doing the new Superboy and Legion of Superheroes cartoon?
No.
No one is doing that except for Warner Brothers executives.
Legion. Legion of Superheroes.
Who's behind Legion?
There's a lot of
some,
yes,
some,
I know.
Term code.
A lot of superhero legions.
In a Warner Animation.
Yes, normally okay. Coming out of Marvel and DC.
Hey, somebody needs to do a mashup of League of Their Own and League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. League of My Own Extraordinary Gentlemen or something.
Just a thought.
A League of My Own Extraordinary Gentlemen?
That's right.
There's no crying. It's going in England.
I'm sorry.
It works with Rosie O'Donnell.
I have to share that.
That's
right. Doc says, Doc just goes, there's no crying in Victorian England. I have to say that. That was very good. That was very good.
And you got the bats.
Doc is related to
that. Yeah, right.
You got to have a turn into bats.
So we can have Terry Knightley in it.
Yeah, well, in the back, yes.
You treat it like it's a rumor.
Making stuff up. Young Kirk, I've heard about this.
Yes, yes.
Let's just say that you should give equal credence to the fact that there is talk of a Star Trek 11 with the return of high priced actors like Shatner and Nimoy.
Yeah, the scary part is Matt Damon,
but not George. No, not George. Who will only be an admiral in fanfic.
What's the scary part isn't Matt Damon as Kirk, it's Ben Affleck as Spock.
That was just your own casting.
Oh God, good Jesus. Kirk hunting.
Wait, once you play Superman.
Give me your Kirk back.
But wait. Is it official they are looking at a prequel?
Yes.
Or rebooting it?
They have been looking at a prequel for the past 15 years.
Yeah. They're desperate.
Oh,
that is nothing new. Starfleet Academy is nothing new. Harv Bennett brought this Starfleet Academy.
That just, if they could make that a musical and make it High School the Musical.
And it would probably be better.
It might be.
Yeah. No, I tell you what we need. I'll get to you in just one second.
Yeah, you got Raven Simone as a young Uhura.
Lee's dancing over here. I don't know if she's wax on, wax off. What
are
you doing?
There was jazz hands again.
Okay.
You think the Kobayashi Maru is a dance musical?
Yes. Nobody wins.
Terrified. Anyway, for those of you who didn't see, here's something really terrifying that we posted that Scott sent to me and then made me post because he's fucking lazy.
Don't I have a review in the slush pile that you haven't touched yet?
Let's not go down that road.
Yes, it's called priorities. The Marvel Babies. Marvel Babies.
Oh,
even worse,
like
Muppet Babies.
Yes.
Like
you,
Muppet
man.
Babies, but worse. Now, and that's even worse than Baby Stooges, which they also had some in. So I was just thinking, I'm amazed they haven't come out with Trek Babies yet. I mean, forget Starfleet Academy. Let's go to Starfleet Preschool.
As soon as they had the idea that the only way to do Cabbage Patch Babies was to make them preemies.
They did that episode. But they had them as 12-year-olds. So they already did it. So it's too late.
But those aren't babies.
That was on Next Gen.
Yeah, we're talking like
we're
diaper
talking
changes.
Babies.
Yeah, that was a Next Gen.
You of all people
we're getting
know
into
about
geek
babies.
Semantics now.
Yeah. Anyway.
That was on Next Gen.
You had a question.
Well, they wait long enough, the original crew will all be in diapers anyway.
That's true.
Have you seen George?
Thank you very much. Yes right sir. Here.
You think that's where the problem was? His name is Avi Arad.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it matters. I mean, when you've got, you know, Edgar Wright, God love him, helmer of Shaun of the Dead, who we all adore for that film. I mean, you know, he's attached to the Ant-Man movie.
Should I tell my Avi Arad story?
Oh, tell your Avi Arad story,
yes.
Please.
So I interviewed Avi Arad last year, prior to prior to Fantastic Four opening. He's like, you will love Fantastic Four. It is the greatest movie you have ever seen. It will make you cry. It is so wonderful. You are going to love it. And I said, everything I've seen, it looks horrible, Avi. I want to love it. I want so much to love it. That was my book. I want to love it. You will love it. It is the greatest. My Kong will make you cry. And he says, no, you have to see it. I said, Avi, I will bet you. You will love my movie. I said, fine. I will take your bet.
How much?
I will bet you in a symbolic bet, I will bet you a dollar. You know, and I will pay, if I like it, I will pay you a dollar. He said, no, you believe you will love the movie. And at the end, my thing will make you cry. I didn't ask him to clarify.
I had a nickel for every time I'd heard that.
And I said, you know what? I wanted to have it. I don't think it's going to happen. If it happens, another dollar if I... Am I cry because I actually like what you've done with the franchise?
And about Jessica Alba's acting.
So
she was invisible.
Saw the movie. Comic-Con came around. And I had a follow-up interview scheduled with him. And the first, you know, walk up to him. So, you know, obviously it's good to see you. Oh, it's very good to see you. That's the greatest thing. So, you see the Fantastic Four? And I said, yes, do you have money? and he goes, you did not like the Fantastic Four? I hated the Fantastic Four, Avi, and I did not cry at your thing. Your thing made me weep, but I did not cry at your thing. So you're saying that you know that you did not like. I hated it, Avi, and I would like the money that we bet.
I don't well, hate it because well, I hate the $2.
Well,
but.
I don't agree with you, but I am a man of my word. And he pulls out his wallet and he's coming through. And I have his, and I can make change. he's a $5. I can make, no, I have plenty of money. So I said, okay, I got a Sharpie. Can you sign it? So I have a $5 bill signed by Avi Arad as testament to his shit film.
So, Ken, when are you going to do that music? When are you going to do Fiddler on the Roof?
Okay. All right.
Superman.
Can you frame it?
Oh, yes, it's framed.
eBay.
I know you.
It's DJ Beanot.
The prizes are all gone. You could leave.
Oh my God, he shaved his face.
After the split, we're down to 5 minutes, so. Yeah.
Disney and Pixar split, and then Pixar started talking about that other...
negotiating tactic, right. But sure.
Yeah. And I know that they end up negotiating with Marvel.
Marvel was desperate for Pixar to negotiate with them. No, have you seen the Ultimate Avengers movies they're doing independently? That was what they pitched. They wanted to do.
Nothing's come of it. Nothing's come of it. Now, I think it's fascinating that they're able to turn out Ultimate Avengers movies faster than they can some of the comics. But beyond that, no. No, I mean, nothing's happening on that.
Is there anything you're looking forward to?
Leaving. 5 minutes. Yeah.
Jet Li's last phone. Anyway, well, let's just go down the line. Rob, what are you looking forward to? Anything?
No. Well, a curry.
His return to Wales.
Curry.
Curry
later.
His return to Wales. No. Movie wise, not really. I'm looking forward to more TV more than anything else. You know, but other than that, no.
Dan, you got anything?
I got nothing.
Yeah. Doc, you got anything?
I got Jet Li's last movie.
Yeah, that's true. That looks good.
His Fearless. Final movie?
Fearless.
Yep. Oh,
his last kung fu movie. Not
is
his
this
last
like
movie.
Retirement?
Sure. Yeah. Right. He's retiring again.
He's going to make Martha Stewart the movie, right?
Next will be They Call Me Jet.
But yeah, Fearless finally got its U.S. release, I think in late October or early November. I'm not sure.
Okay.
That ought to be good.
Am I looking forward to anything?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, eventually, that. once my, you know, system gives out from too much caffeine. No, I don't know. I mean, I'm feeling trepidation about everything. I mean, the Neil Gaiman movies. I'm not sold on them completely.
We can make a movie out of Fear and Trembling.
Fear and what?
Trembling.
At Dragon Con.
Why not?
Right now.
I think we just did with this panel. But no. I mean, all the comic book movies. I'm not sold on any of them. I'm just terrified. So I, you know, no, I'm not really looking forward to anything in particular. Scott?
Getting some more eel sushi in that place in the food court.
You actually ate that?
It's good!
You eat mall sushi?
Mall sushi.
It's good!
I'd like to point
I'm
out...
I'm standing. I had it for lunch.
Yeah.
Wait till tomorrow.
Curry what?
I just like so much eat. About Scott.
Yeah, I'd just like to point out that mall sushi would be a great name for a punk band.
No. The sequel to Mall Rats.
Strip mall sushi.
Oh. Wait a minute.
It's a game.
It's a game every time you eat it.
Go take.
No, I have lost all faith in Hollywood.
You had it?
At one point, when I was younger. Yeah, that's it. You got
Kevin,
it.
What do you got? Anything?
Wait, what?
Not since the Muppet movie.
I'm at least vaguely intrigued by The Prestige. Mm. Only for the gaunt, almost wasting away David Bowie.
Actually, lies. Toughly, real quick. I thought of something. Go ahead, and I'll do mine.
Yeah, going by the blog, I was gonna say Stardust because from what I've been reading up. Because if Neil's happy with it, because
he got paid.
Yeah, if anybody's watched the Neverwhere commentary where he sits there and bitches the entire time,
yes, it's priceless. You should.
If he's happy with it, then I'm good with it. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. Okay. So real quick, this it's frightening, but I'm oddly intrigued. By the fact that, has anybody read the zombie survival manual that Max Berry wrote? Okay, and you know that he's got a book coming out called World War Z that's supposed to be, he's going around the world interviewing people after the zombies have risen and
oral history.
Kicked everyone's ass, right? So basically, two production companies went into a bidding war over the rights to it. One production company is run by Brad Pitt. The other one is run by Leo DiCaprio. No, but the very fact that these two guys are interested in a freaking zombie book that's not even out yet, I'm like, what the hell is that about? So, I mean, you know, it's like me wondering, how in the world do you get, you know, Dennis Hopper and John Leguizamo to get into a zombie film? I mean, it's one of those things where they go, get me Romero on the phone now!
Sorry, I just keep hearing, Rose.
No, it's more like, bitch, you let me freeze. Now it's your turn.
I can't come back to eat your brains.
He chokes her with a chain from that damn jewel.
Time.
Throw my shit away.
I think we can end on a better note than that.
And tell if they didn't get their special card, come get one.
So thank you. Okay.
Yes.
First of all, as an example of what you will see at the Film Fest as far as prizes go, this is tomorrow at 10 o'clock, International Ballroom South. We are doing a world premiere of a Venture Brothers episode that won't be seen by the rest of the Mehumes out there for like a couple of weeks, right?
A month.
So there you go. And the creators will be on hand to throw things at you. But as far as, so please come out and see that. We will be there from 10 p.m. until 8 a.m. You can ask the bellhops because I think we used all of them in the hotel to help get the prizes to where we've got them stored, which are in an undisclosed location.
They tipped us.
Well, they actually tipped us. No, because they just retired on the tips.
I know. Yeah. But basically, as an example for anyone who didn't get them, we have gift cards from Sideshow Collectibles because we have a bunch of them. They're worth $10 if you go to the website, or some of them.
They're worth at least $10.
They're worth at least $10.
Upwards to $100.
But you don't know until you go to the site.
So at the very least, you're getting $10 off, possibly more.
Yes. So anyway, if you didn't get one, please feel free to come up and we will hit you with one. Otherwise, our next panel is 8:30 in the Sci-Fi Lit, where we'll be talking about books, the same thing we did here, but with books. You know, for those of you who still read. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Kill that podcast.
Good way to land it.
And then close that sucker down. Snakes on a podcast.
You never press record, you stupid son of a...
Asshole.